Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to an episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir, Sherry Pang, and Maria Wilson Duff. Stay tuned as we enter into the world of the paranormal, a world of ghosts, UFOs, and generally anything unexplained. The show is about to begin.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jason Ophir, and thank you for tuning into another episode of Paranormal Horizons. Hopefully, I can be heard okay, considering I was having some problems before. And joining me tonight is Maria Wilson Duff. And Maria, are you there? I see she's on hold, but I don't see anything happening. Hey, Maria. We've been just having issues lately, and I don't understand it, this whole technology thing. Hey, Maria.
Hello.
Maria. Hello. Yep. There you are.
Yes.
It's like, it seems like the last couple of weeks there's been gremlins in the machine. How do I sound this time? Am I better?
You do sound better, but you still sound like you're far away.
That's so weird. What is happening?
I know, because used to you were like, you sounded like you were sitting right next to me. But it does sound way better than what it did last week.
Okay. I guess it's just a testament to buy decent equipment. Maybe I should just go back to a headset instead of this whole mic and amplifier and equalizer thing. I don't know what the deal is. And I'm not really versed on audio, so I might have to break out Google and figure out the best setup.
The Google monster.
I don't know what's going on. How was your week?
Very busy, very busy. I needed an extra hand in much of the things that I took on this week and last weekend, but I have managed to accomplish everything I needed to all by myself.
Well, that sounds productive. Me, on the other hand, haven't done anything.
Well, it is productive, but oh my goodness, it is back-breaking work. But that's okay, because hard work never killed anybody, right?
No, actually, I'm pretty sure it has.
Okay, Jason, you're not supposed to disagree with me. You're supposed to tell me it builds character and all this
right.
Good, wonderful stuff.
Well, I work pretty hard. Yes, it's not exactly the most labor-intensive job, but I don't think it's done anything for me other than shorten my lifespan.
So what has brought this discontentment with you and your job? You used to seem to enjoy it.
No, it's nothing to do with my job at all, actually. It's the fact that I just don't want to work in general. I don't want to work in general. I've reached that. I mean, I just don't like work. I don't care. You know, I could be out there petting kitties and braiding horses' tails. I still wouldn't want to do it. I don't want to work. I've just decided. But I have to.
Well, yes, this is the necessary evil in our lives. We have to have this for food, and we have to have it for clothing, and yeah, pay taxes. We got to keep Uncle Sam happy.
My dream is to get to somehow have money and to get a large van and just explore the United States, camping on rivers and all that. That would be incredible, but I don't see that happening. So,
well, you know, you kind of gave up hiking and enjoying the outside altogether. So that wouldn't.
I've got to find a way to. I got to find a way to retire. Got to invent something.
Well,
maybe the next great invention, whatever that would be.
Well, I was informed by my girlfriend today that Starbucks coffee cups sell really well on the internet. And it doesn't matter if it's a one that comes from the dollar store or you picked one up off, you know, they sell. People want them. So there you go. Start collecting coffee mugs and start trying to sell them, and maybe you will find the one that everybody wants. And we'll pay you $1 million for it.
Something tells me that a coffee mug is not going to rescue me from having a regular job. But I suppose stranger things have happened. I mean, somebody did invent and make millions off of a pet rock, and then there's that stupid Chia Pet thing. So who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe I could come up with some funny unicorn-themed mug, and they'll sell like hotcakes, and I'll be wealthy.
Hey, so have you seen the Chia Pet Halloween costume for your dog for dogs?
I have not. What's that about?
It's pretty hilarious. Makes your dog look like a Chia Pet.
Oh, my goodness. Some of the way people treat their... I mean, I understand loving animals and stuff like that, but I knew a dude that... He would just feed his dog, like, steak. You know, he'd, like, full-on on the stove cook a steak for their dog, and then he would eat, like, a can of tuna. You know what I mean? I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't either. All of my animals have lived a very long lifespan, and I have just fed them dog food. They got scraps, you know, things like that, but no gourmet meals.
People are interesting. So I have not been following anything in the paranormal as usual. I've been too consumed playing virtual reality and watching movies. Have you noticed anything? Is there any new hot stories going on out there?
Probably. But I'm really bad about, I'll read something or I'll hear about it and I'm like, oh, I want to talk to Jason about this. Well, if I don't write it down, you can just file it, because I just will not remember anything. I think I'm going to have to start texting you stuff that I come up with and then just review my text messages afterwards.
It's so funny. We have a paranormal show and we don't keep up in the paranormal.
We're awful. I get tired of talking about it after a while, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the nice thing about talking about paranormal is there's just so much out there. I mean, so many different subjects you could go after and stuff like that. So it's definitely a really diverse topic.
Well, there is. I mean, you can go from ghosts to demons to angels to Bigfoot to UFOs to giants to whatever. I mean, it's just all over the place. And when you're in the paranormal field, people kind of expect you to know all of this stuff. Well, no.
I like the people out.
It's different as night and day.
It always makes me giggle when somebody says they're an expert, you know, in the paranormal. Or
oh
I'm
God.
An expert in demonology, or it's like, I don't know.
No.
People are interesting.
There are no experts.
So the one thing with the paranormal I've kind of loosely followed lately is a Facebook group that has to deal with star seeds, you know, apparently. And I don't know anything about it, very little. There's just people like us out there that are saying that they're star seeds and they're throwing out, yeah, I'm Arcturian or from this planet and that planet. And, you know, I have these powers. And then there's all these, I went to a couple of websites that were talking about these planets and this intergalactic war between these different races. And I'm a believer in UFOs. So that's not a secret. but sometimes I feel like these people are just pulling this out of the air or something like that. You know, it sounds so ridiculous to me. I mean, I hate to be a skeptic, but it's, you know, when you go around claiming that you're a race, you know, you're incarnated or your soul energy is some race that's like supposedly 4,000 light years away. And I got to thinking about it. I was reading all these posts and going to the website, and it's so far out there. Hey, just because I don't necessarily believe it doesn't mean it exists, but I'd be curious to know what is the source of a lot of this information. And so I just, Well, so the funny thing was so I started researching it a little bit. You know, I'm like, what's Arcturian? Like, you know, and so I'm like Googling it, and I found these websites. It's giving this really in-depth thing about these races and this war and all that. And I started looking at it deeper and deeper and deeper. And I don't remember if it was the Arcturian or it was some other race that it was actually first mentioned in a book, a fiction book back in 1971. I think, I can't remember. I wish I should have wrote down the details. Anyway, I was like, oh, so that's where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it blows my mind. It really does.
It does. I mean, if we can't keep up with everything, but you know, it's like every government project that's going on. We can't keep, they're just rolling them out daily, and you can't keep up with it unless it hits the big news or hits like some paranormal show, radio show that talks about it constantly. You know, somebody like Jimmy Church or something, they throw it out there. You know, people tend to listen to it, but I'm with you. I don't understand. And to tell people that is fine. If that's what you believe, that's fine. They put people in mental hospitals for less, number one. Number two, how do you prove that? How do you prove it? I mean, you're not going to get any extra benefits from it.
The way I kind of see it is, in talking about the starseed thing, mm-hmm. I feel like people want to feel special, and they want to feel different from everybody else. You know, they want to join these groups, and, you know, they would come up with these things like that. Just, you know, it makes them feel more unique and separated from the masses. That's what I think probably is the draw to that. Do I think that there's a truth to that, that these people are these different races? I can't say for certain, but I'm doubtful. Everybody wants to feel special, you know?
That's true, and we deal with that with people who claim to be an experiencer, or they claim to be abducted, and it's a lie, but they just think that's the coolest thing ever, so then they want to have that story.
Right.
And it's not the coolest thing ever. My God, that's horrendous. That's awful. But, you know, what I think's awful and what somebody else thinks awful apparently is two different things. But, you know, the star seeding and things like that, you know, maybe, you know, we're sitting here talking about them and saying, you know, prove it, and they may all ascend one day out of the sky and say, here we are. We don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me if humans were seeded here by some different race. But it's the idea that people, their spirit or whatever, you know, comes from these various different races. I just can't grasp my mind around it. I think it's more plausible that the human race did not originate on Earth than, you know, the starseed thing.
Well, yes, and then, of course, there's also the movie out, Extraordinary Seeding, I think is exactly what is the name of it. I'll have to look it up. I can't believe I have forgotten the name of that. But and that's more talking about hybrids. And we've heard stories from experiencers to where that they've been abducted. They've come up pregnant. Then about 3, 4, 5 months into their pregnancy, they're abducted again, and the baby is removed. all of which medical records, you know, show that they've been pregnant. They've gone in for their monthly checkups, and then when they go back in, they're not pregnant anymore. But you can't prove where the baby went.
And then they have had some sort of experience around that time?
Right. They know they had been abducted, and then they're not pregnant anymore. And then it even goes further to say that they were abducted again and they were given this child and told that this is their child.
Well, that'll mess you up.
Well,
bad enough being abducted.
Definitely.
Yeah. Having your child raised by an alien race, that's crazy.
Hey,
but
Jason,
I've heard that
maybe
too.
That's what happened to you.
Being raised by aliens?
Yeah, well, maybe you were a hybrid, and then you were put back on the earth with the human parents to see how your life would turn out. Do you ever think that maybe you might be an experiment for somebody?
If I'm an experiment.
What was that movie that had Jim Carrey in it? Truman?
That's a great movie, actually. Yeah, The Truman Show. If I'm an experiment, yeah. It's a government experiment. It's not going to be aliens. I was born on an Air Force base. The reason I don't feel like I'm an alien hybrid is you would think the aliens have a superior intelligence. Clearly, I do not. I'm clearly not psychic. So, if I was a hybrid, I would be like excelling in subjects like math, and I can barely count the change in my pocket, let alone do advanced calculus and trigonometry.
Well,
so no,
maybe, you know,
like,
that may not be the case. That may be, you know, maybe you've got some that are and highly intelligent and physically capable and fit and all of this stuff, and then maybe you've got some of them that are at the lower end of the gene pool.
The drones.
And you.
Soldiers and the drones.
You
or
know,
maybe I'm just like a...
Your life was on a good start and everything, and you did all of that, and then on one day you found pizza and tacos. And the internet.
Well, maybe I was initially like hyper intelligent, but since I drank so much for so many years, I killed those alien brain cells, and now I'm just kind of like, you know,
see?
What's 4 plus 2? 17.
And see, that could happen. You know, you put a whole bunch of aliens on the earth, and then they find all of this human stuff, and they get sucked into it like we have. And then that's how we're going to destroy an alien race. We're just going to teach them how to be human.
Oh, that'd be an excellent way to destroy a race, yeah. Be like humans, where we love to destroy each other. That's like a thing. Don't get me started on that.
We'll teach them how to shoot up. We'll teach them how to shoot up drugs and cook meth and all that stuff.
You're walking into a room and there's like three grays in the corner. One's throwing up, and the other one's like doing an 8-ball or, you know, coke and heroin. There you go, all these drug addicted gray aliens. Yeah. Something tells me that the alien race doesn't allow that to spread.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So you've heard of the star seed thing? You're familiar with that? You probably know more about it than I do.
Fred Oldham, he was a guest of ours. And he put it in his book, his first book, Children of the Grays. And he was witness to his girlfriend and himself being abducted. And she was pregnant, and they were abducted at the same time, and he can remember seeing her across the room from him, and they were doing whatever to her. And then, of course, when they get back to Earth or whatever, she didn't feel right. You know, she knew something was wrong, goes to the doctor, and she's no longer pregnant. within, I can't remember how long he said, past the time that went past that, old enough for the child to have, it might have been a year or two, but he was abducted again, and he was handed this child. And they wanted to see him interact, and he was told that that was his child, and they wanted to see his interaction, if he could love this child, if he could, if he was happy to see this child, if he could, you know, claim it as his own. So it is a thing with experiencers that go through a lot of this. It's, they're trying to build themselves up physically, because every gray interaction that you've ever heard of, there are these little 4 foot scrawny looking, no muscle, you know, no body tone or nothing, just big head, big eyes. And it's like they're trying to build their race up with our human physique and their intelligence. So, the theory. Maybe that's what they're doing.
So, I've just opened up the starseed Pandora's box just so I'm better educated. Starseeds are also called indigo children. It's a New Age belief that was introduced in 1976 by Brad Steiger's book, Gods of Aquarius. It argues that certain people originated as extraterrestrials and arrived on Earth through birth or as a walk-in to an existing human body. So basically somebody gets possessed by an alien spirit. And I...
Right.
This is going to be funny. Hold on. Okay, so if anybody out there is listening and you're thinking, well, perhaps maybe I'm a starseed, there are starseed characteristics. Would you like to hear them?
Yes.
Okay, so this is maybe through our episode of Paranormal Horizons, we can awaken some starseeds. So pay attention to these following things, and who knows, maybe you're a starseed. So here are the characteristics. From a young age, you've had an inherent wisdom that usually comes later in life for other people. So I guess you're very young and wise. You could be a starseed.
Hmm.
If you feel ancient to the core, or you've been told you're an old soul, you could be a starseed. No matter where you are, you'll always have a feeling of homesickness. You know what home feels like, even if you can't express it. And you know that your home is not here. You may be a starseed. You often feel morally superior to others, regardless of education or social stature. You may be a starseed. Your sense of empathy is overwhelming. You could also be a starseed. You feel different than those around you. Your physical body is an enigma to doctors. It functions differently than everyone else's, and the medical world struggles to understand it. Our medical field is pretty good, and I don't know that there's a lot. I work in the medical field, and I've never heard of anything. It doesn't mean it's not out there, but I've never heard of anything where somebody goes to the doctor's office and they're like, they're confused, you know. Like, they might not know what the diagnosis is immediately, because you have to run tens of millions of dollars in tests, you know, because that's healthcare in the United States. But usually they're able to get a diagnosis because they're very familiar with the biology and the disease processes and various pathogens that are out there. But perhaps somebody's gone to the doctor and they're like, dude, you're an alien. You have two hearts and, oh, you know, stuff like that. Who knows? So that is probably a good indication that you're probably some sort of hybrid.
Hey, I got a question sent to me.
Oh, what's that?
The question is, what if you have visions or memories of another world? Is that on your list?
I haven't seen it yet. It could be.
So that opens up a whole other thing, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we'd have to define a vision. Are we talking like a dream, or talking you're sitting there driving in your car at a red light and suddenly you're transported to another world and having these intense visions? I don't know. See, I see the brain as pretty remarkable and fully capable of hallucinations, even if you're not on psychotropic drugs. So I don't know. It's a good question.
He says dream state. Like if you're dream state, you always dream of another world.
The skeptic inside of me would wonder if it wasn't something that subconsciously was something wasn't picked up in a movie or something like that that you don't remember. But that's just me being all science-y because I work in science. But certainly, we don't understand everything that goes on in the universe, and our eyes only perceive a very small amount of what's happening around us. So it's possible. But as a low-level scientist,
yeah.
I would want to rule out organic causes for, you know, stuff like that.
True.
Yeah, I almost sounded intelligent there for a second.
You did, and then you just stopped.
And as a low-level scientist, I'm referring to just the bottom of the totem pole in a medical laboratory. It's good enough. I'm not a scientist. Here's some other ones. You're incredibly intelligent, but bored easily by traditional academics. I definitely don't have that sign.
Say that again. What?
You're incredibly intelligent, but bored easily by traditional academics. So you're like super smart. So maybe like Einstein was a starseed, or Tesla, or.
If Einstein had been a starseed, he'd have done told us. He'd have had
Here's
a mathematical formula out for that one.
E equals MC squared. You have had a paranormal or psychic experience, like seeing a ghost or heard other thoughts, or have had dreams that have become reality. It might be a starseed.
Oh, well, then I'm a starseed because I've seen ghosts.
I've seen some weird stuff too, and I'm like, I've never said that I've seen a ghost because I'm always looking for an explanation, but I have seen things that I could not, you know, figure it out.
Well,
you feel as though you have a purpose or mission to fulfill, but struggle to find out, to find what you want to do with your life. See,
oh my
I have
God,
some of these
that's every day.
Yeah. I have these some of these feelings too, where I do feel different and I feel special. I don't think I'm a starseed, but I almost wonder if those kind of feelings are pretty much everybody has them.
I would think so. I mean, because you have to live your life and you have to, I mean, that's like me, like I was telling you, all the work that I've done, I'm doing that to try to make a living. So that's my purpose.
Mm.
I have money to eat and drink. Did I say that already?
The glitch. You glitch.
Yeah, I'm in the my matrix glitch. You're right.
The star seeds are trying to communicate. Here's a good one. The physical limitations of your body often frustrate you. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Let's see. Constant pain. I'm big. I look like I'm on a way to have the belly of Santa Claus. Everything twitches. I wonder if twitching is a sign of a starseed.
Working or twitching?
Twitching. My muscles constantly in my legs, mainly. Constantly. They have a fancy medical word for it. It's called fasciculation.
Oh, restless legs and whatever. Restless leg syndrome.
So check this out. Here's a fun Jason Ophir factoid. Are you nervous going to the doctor?
No.
Like, you don't, like, worry about when you go in for some small thing and you're not worried that they're going to say you have, like, terminal cancer or anything like that?
No.
Okay, well, that's where we differ. One of my biggest problems as a human is overthinking. Like, I'm like a hyper thinker. every decision I make is, I've already factored all the possible outcomes, blah, 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 blah. I think too much. Maybe a little bit paranoid as well, right? So every time I go to the doctor, I'm like, you know, I'm jacked up. My blood pressure's high. My heart rate's racing. You know, I'm thinking they're going to tell me I have some sort of rare condition that's going to kill me. So one time, I was sitting in the bath one time, like, I could feel weird things on my legs, and I look down at my calves, and they're like, they're fasciculating. It looked like worms under the skin, you know? And this went on for 2 weeks, and I'm like, oh my God, this is not good. So of course I break out Google, and it's like, oh my God, I have Lou Gehrig's disease, because that's like one of the things, you know? It's just terminal. So I'm like, I'm starting to think I'm going to die soon. And I'm like, because this isn't a good thing. So I go to my doctor, you know, and I'm nervous, and the doctor's looking at me, and she's like all confused. So she's like getting on Google, and like, she's like, my reflexes are abnormal. And she's like, she's visibly concerned, which of course fueled my paranoia. So she referred me to a neurologist. So I go to a neurologist, and you know, the physical exam's generally normal. And he's like, So I go to the neurologist, and the physical exam is generally normal. I'm fasciculating. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is probably nothing. And so he does an EMG, you know, the needles and all the muscle groups like that. Yeah. Grossly abnormal. Like, it's really bad. So I spent the next month thinking I was, like, dying. So anyway, that's kind of funny. Anyways, it didn't. I'm still here, so obviously.
Well, what was it?
They don't know.
Take the story this far and just stop.
Okay. They're like, okay, let's send you to a neuromuscular clinic in Seattle, and the next second guess would be Oregon Health Science University, and do a muscle biopsy and all this. But then I didn't have medical insurance, so I wasn't able to do it. Anyway, that was a funny little medical thing. What the relevance of that to this whole story, I don't know. But maybe it's because I'm an alien and I'm fasciculating all the time.
and everything just fixed itself. Once you had it in your mind that you were dying, your mind was like, oh, no,
yeah,
no, no.
I totally thought I was dying. So, yes, physical limitations of your body frustrate you. So that was one of my frustrating things.
I get pissed off when I can't pick my tractor up. Does that count?
Well, most people can't pick up tractors.
But it pisses me off, and I'm limited. Does that count?
If you can pick up a tractor, wait, it's not like one of these plastic toy tractors that kids have? Are we talking like a Kubota or a John Deere or something?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you need to channel your starseed a little more and get that.
I need to do something. No, physical limitations. Of course, women are very, whether they like it or not, have physical limitations compared to what a man has. It's just, that's just how we're made. That's just how it is. So I don't know why you would put that in as a symptom of thinking you're a starseed child. Anyway, next.
Your dreams are vivid and exceptional, and waking life never seems to measure up. Often your dreams will seem otherworldly, as though your mind has created a completely separate universe. I'm one of the fortunate or cursed individuals that remembers, like, all their dreams. Cursed in the sense that my dreams always suck, but I do have vivid dreams.
You remember all of them?
I don't think I remember all of them, but I do, I would say when I wake up, I think I'm probably remember most of them, but they tend to fade after I've been up for a little while. But I still remember some significant dreams I've had over 20 years ago.
Oh, well, now, I do that. I've got a couple. Of course, they were really, really bad dreams, too. But I remember those.
You may be a starseed.
We should have had a checklist out here of what we all agree to on this.
I know, right? I'm definitely, some of these are me, but most of them probably aren't. Here's a good one. Maybe you can relate to this one. Animals trust you and are naturally drawn to you. You understand them to the point that it feels as though you can communicate. Can communicate. The same is true for babies and small children. They find you fascinating, seem mesmerized by your presence. I can't relate to that. I've had some cool animals and stuff, but I'm not. It's not. I'm not like one of these people that walks down the road and like the crows land on my shoulders and stuff like that, or out in nature and the mountain lion comes up and starts rubbing across my leg. And I think babies and children are generally terrified of me. But what about you?
I kind of fit into that category just a little bit. But I just think it's because of my sparkling personality.
Cool, probably is. But are you ever like out in the wild and a blue jay lands on your hand or anything like that?
Oh, no. I mean, nothing wonderful like that.
Oh.
But,
like that old movie Beastmaster from the 80s. Do you remember that movie?
It's funny. What was it called?
Beastmaster?
No, I didn't watch that movie.
It was kind of a guy movie, anyway.
I watched Dr. Dolittle. Does that count?
That's some kind of thing.
I since I moved into this house, I think it's funny, I've been here for 20 years. It seems that my number of pets are limited to 5. I can have no less than 5 and no more than 5. It can be a mixture of 3 dogs, 2 cats, 4 dogs, 1 cat, 4 cats, 1 dog, however. But it's when I go past that number, one of them dies.
Oh, that's interesting. What's
it
the
is
significance
very interesting.
Of 5? I mean, how many times has that happened where you've had more than 5 and then one dies?
Most recent was last year. I had 2 cats. And 1 dog, because Lord, it was a bad time. All of my animals kind of are aged at the same, about the same. So I had a cat that was 16 years old that I had to have her put to sleep. She was, her health was just horrible. And then it wasn't long after that I had a dog I had to have put down because he had congestive heart failure, and he was a tripod. And he was having seizures and things like that. So I had to have him put down 2 weeks after that. So then it wasn't. So I was down to 3 animals. I had 1 dog, 2 cats. And then I adopted a cat from the Humane Society, brought her home. So there I was. And then my son had to move, and he had some barn cats that he needed to find a home for. So I brought 3 cats home. 2 cats. Oh. Anyway, I had 5 cats and 1 dog. And it wasn't long after that that the one that I had gotten from the Humane Society had gotten killed. So I was down to my regular 5 again. But apparently the cows don't count in that total, because I keep getting lots of those. But it's always the animals that I keep care of.
So I've consulted Google on the number 5.
Yeah.
And number 5 is commonly referred to as the number of humanity. Human beings have 5 fingers, 5 toes, 5 appendages, if the head's included. five senses, five major systems in the body. It's also, if the number five appears in your life, it means that your guardian angel is sending you a message that has something to do with your love life. How that relates to your animals, I don't know.
I don't either. That's pretty creepy right there.
So you're going to have to think about that for a while.
That is pretty interesting, but yeah. Five is the number around here.
Yeah, speaking of numbers, I keep seeing 1111. This has been going on for years. I know I've mentioned it before, but it's getting to the point of absolute ridiculousness.
I've noticed that a lot here just recently, that I've really seen it a lot. It's really picking up. And then I went from seeing 1111 to seeing 222. And I'm always told what these mean, and I never can remember because there's something to do with 333, 444, all of that stuff.
I think 1111 has to do with, isn't it like your spirit guide? It's like a message from your guardian angel. It's like when you see that number, you're supposed to acknowledge the guardian angels, something like that.
Something. I mean, it all has to do with all that spiritual stuff, and I just it's so much to keep up with. Just like everything in the paranormal field, you could throw in the numerology in with that. I had someone talking to me about life path numbers, and how you find them, and then of course, one website may not fit you. It's really complicated, but I tried to do that, and my life path number description didn't fit me at all. It was talking about that it was telling me that I was a kind of a hard-nosed person, and I don't know, like, you get focused on one thing and you go for it and things like that, and I'm not that type of person. I'm not a hard nose, and I'm not hard to get along with. I don't think.
I've never met you in person, but you're fun to talk to.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have a good time.
Yeah, we're unsupervised. So, you can talk about whatever.
Ta-da. That's right.
So again, I broke out Google.
Covered peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Let me say this, and then we can talk about chocolate-covered peanuts. So when you see 1111, the universe is sending a signal that an energy gateway has opened up for you. The universe has acknowledged you and wants you to be aware that help is on the way. The universe only reaches out when you need help. So if the universe only reaches out when I need help, and I see 1111 literally every day a couple times, I must be crying out for help a lot.
There you go. Your soul, your spiritual soul is, because you have funneled yourself down to not doing anything, but just not even living, you're existing.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. I am just existing. I'm just counting down the clock to when I die.
But, you know, unless you're a little hard.
So, how about these chocolate covered peanuts?
I'm hungry. I haven't had supper tonight.
I think they're called goobers, aren't they? Aren't goobers the chocolate covered peanuts?
I absolutely refuse to tell somebody I'm eating a goober. It's just not happening, Jason.
That's probably wise. Oh my God. Yeah,
but
isn't
I am
goober...
sitting here on my back porch right now, and I'm watching a light go across the sky.
Ooh,
you
want to
take bets on what it is?
Assuming
it came up
it's...
slowly over the tree line, but I'm betting you it's an airplane.
Okay, so it's not like
when
a satellite.
Closer.
It's super hot. Is that flashing lights on it?
I believe it does. Yeah, it's getting closer to me now. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what happens if you get abducted live on the air? That would probably be the coolest thing ever.
Would it not be? But you know what? Time does not matter over there. So I could be abducted, keep doing the show, and you would absolutely not know the difference.
If you can do a broadcast from the UFO, then
that would be incredibly impressed.
Yeah, I would be impressed.
Yeah, that would be totally awesome.
Is it getting closer? Is it going to go right over you?
It's not going right over me, but it's close. Yeah, it's an airplane.
Okay. It's not beaming up any cows.
Sorry.
No. Dang airplane.
No, I have to leave my cows alone. You know what? Insurance doesn't cover mutilations, I'm sure.
Don't you ever worry about aliens coring out the genitals from your cows when you're sleeping?
No, you know what? Because that doesn't seem to happen so much on this side of the Mississippi.
That's not a thing.
You always hear that about out west. Around your area. You know, Montana, Utah, places like that, New Mexico. That's where you have a lot of that. Of course, that's where you've got a lot of that. Of course, Utah has the Skinwalker Ranch. Then New Mexico. And let's see, you've got Area 51 in Nevada. And Dulles is in New Mexico, right?
Yeah, Dulles, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Where there's aliens living under the ground there, or some secret base in Dulce, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Bill Schneider.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a dude. He was a contractor, and they went in the hole in the ground, or they bored a hole in the ground, and then he got shot by some like laser beam from one of these aliens, and there was a shootout with some other guards, and yeah, crazy story. Do I believe it? Absolutely not. Too outlandish.
Well, there you go, Mr. Skeptic. You should have gone to his, how old were you then? You were probably a baby when he was out doing the circuit.
Well, I'm a starseed baby, so I would have completely understood what was happening when he was doing his conferences. I would have been a little well-dressed baby in the front row with my hand on my chin, pondering my intelligence as he spoke, communicating with my star people.
You're too funny. You are a rare form tonight. What is going on with you?
Well, I had nachos a few hours ago, so, you know, my energy and lipid levels are up. I have a giant box of unicorn cereal with a big unicorn staring at me right now. And I'm hopped up on Nicorette gum. I'm raring to go.
Oh. Yeah, the night is still early where you are.
Kind of. Oh. Well, how much time we got left? So Blog Talk was really confusing me today because, you know, you noticed the times are always off?
Yes.
Well, they're off again, and they're off in a weird way. So when I called in to host, the way we had done the shows previously, I would have left with 10 minutes. So I call in, and it's like, your show will begin in 20 seconds. None of the times match.
None of the times match.
My time on the West Coast does not match Blog Talk's time, and Blog Talk's show start time does not match its own time or my time. I don't know what's going on. Things are out of control. Cats and dogs living together. Madness. It's pure, pure madness.
Oh, but you gotta love live radio.
Gotta love it. So what else can we talk about? Since we got a few minutes, we've talked about chocolate peanuts, star seeds, potentially you being abducted in your backyard.
You would love to hear that story, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would love to hear from those stories.
Is that a story?
But I've not been abducted, so sorry. Nope. No abduction story, just UFO sightings.
Sure?
And yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't wake up with the normal bruises and marks like you do.
Well, that is true, actually. Well,
no, you have all the classic signs, my dear. I have none.
I've never woken up outside. I've never, like, had mud on my feet when I've woken up. I do get some weird marks and rashes, but that could just be poor skin or bad skin.
But, you know, who keeps
up
with the bruises on their body, really? I mean, I find a new bruise all the time, but I'm or cut or something like that, but I'm a farm girl. I'm always beating and banging something.
I refuse to be abducted. No. Just no. They are not permitted. Never. Of course, you know, I've talked about my own UFO experiences, which to the layperson would indicate that, yes, I've been abducted, but nothing has happened in so many years. They just got tired of me. They just decided that I wasn't worth the effort.
Well, you started drinking. That kind of did it. See, that's what I do.
Yeah,
I just keep full of tequila all the time, and they don't want me.
Yeah, it's probably like alien gray repellent. Just get hammered every night and, you know, stay away.
See, there's an answer to everything. But you could also take that to the part where a lot of people think that aliens are demons and they're not actually being abducted by aliens. They're actually trying to be possessed by a demon, and your mind wraps around the alien thing better than it does the demon. So they come to you in peace or whatever, and they try to make you feel all euphoric so you'll accept them in, and then, bam, you're possessed by a demon.
I think that would scare me more than aliens, although both are incredibly terrifying. Those are the two things that scare me. Like, I'm not afraid of people at all. I mean, even if somebody's armed, I'm so dead to humanity. Nothing scares me. Animals don't scare me. But demons and aliens do. And volcanoes. And tidal waves.
And
tornadoes.
Uh-huh. Well, you wouldn't fare well around here or in middle America, for sure.
I want to see a tornado. They are terrifying, but I do
really want to see one. They're not coming towards you.
How many times have you seen a tornado?
Oh, gosh. I have not ever witnessed one all the way down to the ground. But I've seen many forming, and I've watched them behind trees. Because, you know, around here it's not wide open. There's always a tree in the way around here, not like they are in Kansas and Oklahoma and places like that where they really chase them. But it's pretty wild when you can sit there and you see a thunderstorm coming up and you see the shape of the storm and you know it's a supercell. And then you see the funnel cloud and you see the clouds turning and twisting and carrying on, and then you watch it as much as you can tell of it, and you know it's just hit the ground. It's crazy, but it's absolutely beautiful. That's the weird part. I think if I ever saw one, I would be in such awe that I would just stand there and it would absolutely kill me because I couldn't run away.
Not me. I'd be hightailing it out of there.
I tell you what the scariest thing is a lot of times around here, they will drop out of nowhere in a thunderstorm. And I had that happen, I think, last December. We had kind of a warm day, and a front was coming through, and I was just about ready for bed, and severe thunderstorm warning went out. And then immediately after that went out, a tornado warning came out. And it was coming my way. But all they could tell you, it was like at 10:30 at night, all they could tell you was that it's Doppler spotted. They do not know if it is on the ground or not. So I'm like going, okay, so is it just rotation that the radar's picking up and it's not actually a tornado, or is there a tornado coming my way? So it's night. You can't see anything if it's coming or not. So the only thing in the world that I could do was grab all my animals up, put us all in the middle bathroom here in the hallway, which is it has no windows or anything, and just wait. And I
wait,
heard
you bring your cows in the house?
Going over. Well, I had sold all of my cows at that time.
Okay. Come on, Betsy. Get up into
the room. Yeah, exactly. Y'all come on in. But so then I hear the storm going over, and then when it quietened down, of course, then I went out listening to the TV and stuff, and it was done. It was over with. It had not touched down here, but it had left damage to the north of me, and it had left damage to the south of me. And probably about 2 weeks later, I decided it was a warm day again, and I had walked through the woods behind my house, and there were several trees that had the tops twisted out of them. And the branches were, it wasn't like a straight line wind that come over and, you know, they just crack them and throw them in one direction. These treetops were laying every direction. So it did come down enough that it messed up some of the trees on my property. So I thanked God immediately that it did not decide to touch down on the roof of my house. It waited to tear up my trees.
Oh, that's scary, especially at night when you can't see it coming, you know, like if it's windy out and there's a warning and you just don't know where it is, like that would be frightening.
Yes. Yeah. When you can see it, it's a whole different animal. I guess that's just what people, if it's at nighttime, paranormal, ghosts, things like that, tornadoes, that's all scary shit at night.
Well,
here in the daytime, not so bad.
Well, I think we're just about out of time, and my fidget spinner just exploded, so I think that's a good indication that we better close it off.
Real quick, you need to find a TV show I was watching before I called in. It is called That Funny White Shit People Do. Funny White, it was a weird thing. The funny stuff white people do.
And where can I find that? Is that on Netflix Prime?
It was on Fuse Music Channel. On Dish Network, it was channel 243.
Oh, I only have internet. I don't have cable.
It was hilarious because it's this black guy, and he's going to the whitest city in the world and dealing with a cult. Dealing with white people's sports like hockey and things like that. If you want a good laugh, check that out.
All right. I'll see if I can find it on YouTube. Well, with that, I hope everybody has a safe, fantastic week. What do we got? Do you know what we got going on next week? Anything?
Nope. I'm going to the True Legends event that's in Branson, Missouri. So I should be able to call in with a wonderful update of everything that happened there. You will love it. It's all about aliens. It's all about Nephilim. It's all about the seeding that we were talking about.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, you might skip out because you might not want to hear that you are.
No, I want to hear. Oh, Lord. I am not a star. child. What's the opposite of a star child? I'm a planet child or a rock child. I'm not a star child.
You're
a
child from the third rock on the sun.
If an alien comes to visit me tonight or some sort of angelic being or a dark mass, I'm going to blame you. No probing.
Yeah, you'll still love me. Oh, damn. Jason, don't be setting limits.
All right. Well, we'll see everybody next Sunday at PM West Coast time. And if you haven't already given us a like on Facebook, Paranormal Horizons on Facebook, your page is settled down a little bit, but we're getting out there. I think we're about to hit 28,000 likes, which I think is pretty good.
Oh yeah, we're doing pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got some crockpot chicken and a quesadilla to eat, and with that, bid everybody adieu. Have a good week, everyone. Good night.
Good night.